T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is Earth Day today, and joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline, Jill Jedlicka, who's been doing work really for years and years helping clean up waterways in Western New York, and joining us now to kind of look at what is happening currently, what should happen in the future. Hey, Jill, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Earth Day, I'm wondering for you, is every day Earth Day, or is this day, you know, extra special? Do you have extra things going on?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. Thank you for having me. Yes, happy Earth Day. It is cliche, I guess, because it's true. When you're a professional environmentalist, every day is Earth Day. But, you know, I'm hoping that eventually society is going to get to a point where we don't have to think intentionally that we have to care for the Earth, that it just becomes natural in what we do every day.
You know, what are your biggest issues locally? What's on your to-do list this year?
Well, we have quite a bit, that's in motion right now. And our to-do list here for our amazing team at Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper is we are actually physically changing the landscape. We are planting plants. We are restoring shorelines. We are involving our community in cleaning up and restoring our waterways. So we've got projects going on all over Western New York right now, including in Cayuga Creek and Gill Creek and Wilson Park. We're doing water quality monitoring to really understand what is in our water, and we continue to educate and engage our community so people can become involved in their community.
How is reception of what you've done with the Waterkeeper and some of these other projects, how has it changed over the years? Was there a lot of pushback when you started, and now maybe it's a bit more easier for people to realize the important work that you guys are doing?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we're thrilled that this year we're celebrating our 35th anniversary, and things have certainly evolved over those decades. When we first started doing this work collectively, there was a lot of pushback and even ridicule and dismissiveness of, like, why care about the environment? We have so many other things to worry about in the world. And yes, we do have a lot of things to worry about in this world. But if we don't take care of our own home and our own community and our own health by protecting the environment, then what's the point, right? You know, we want to have these places and healthy water and healthy lifestyles and a strong economy. And through our work, we have demonstrated that when you restore these waterways and you create access for everybody and you're investing funds into our local community, it has tremendous impact on, you know, local activities and recreation opportunities and economic redevelopment. So we certainly are seeing less pushback than what we've been doing. We have so much support for the restoration work, and we hope to continue to grow that.
You know, our company held an event on Friday to clean up around Hoyt Lake at Delaware Park. And I mean, there was great participation by the company, I have to say. But the single biggest item that I picked up along that lake were cigarette butts. That's probably not a surprise to you.
No, not at all. Well, first of all, thank you very much for volunteering and for coming out to take care. Sometimes it's those little actions that really have a big impact. And yes, cigarette butts are one of the largest pieces that we pick up our volunteers. We mobilize thousands of volunteers every year at dozens of sites. And predominantly what we see a lot is plastics. We see plastic bottles, we see single-use plastics, and cigarette butts. So unfortunately, there's still human behavior that's contributing to our ongoing litter problem. It's not some mystery of why our waterways are still contaminated. We all have a little bit more responsibility that we need to do.
I was going to ask you about that. What do you see? You mentioned single-use plastics. I'm almost surprised to hear you say that. I mean, I guess cigarette butts doesn't surprise me that much. But, you know, plastic bottles or things like that, that would be surprising, because hasn't public perception changed to the fact that, I mean, littering it's almost like comically bad at this point, right? Like, you know, you look at somebody littering and it's, when's the last time you saw that? It's like Will Ferrell in Anchorman, like throwing something out of his car window. It's meant to be like this, wow, like this crazy bad person throwing something out. Like the stigma's there. So what else is missing to kind of clean that up?
Well, I think it's really the aggregate, right? So we have our watershed and our waterways collect, stormwater flow and litter from hundreds of square miles. So it's not just individual A person at this red light, you know, throwing a cup out their window. It's, you know, the incidental trash if it's not managed correctly, if something is left behind. It all works its way downstream. And unfortunately, the downstream areas are our urban communities and our urban waterways. So urban waterways get even more impact from the behavior of thousands, if not millions of people surrounding the area. So it's not, you can never just point your finger at one individual because we all want to do that, right? We want to place the blame on a handful of folks or this particular action. We all have responsibility, whether it's intentional or unintentional. And that's the story of our plastics pollution.
Do you have, what is the single biggest success story that you have at Waterkeeper?
Well, I wish I had just one success story to really focus. Well, actually, I don't wish that, but we have so many success stories. Everything from the massive river restoration that took place for the Buffalo River, that was a 20-plus year, $100 million effort of removing toxic contamination and involving public, private, and nonprofit sector. We're now creating public access to those waterways through the Blue Way. We have amazing environmental education programs where we have students that we've worked with and taught and have now developed careers in the environmental field and are working as scientists and helping advance the restoration work in our community and around the Great Lakes. And also that we're really the tip of the spear of a lot of coastal and climate resiliency work in the Great Lakes, in particular with our collaboration at Wilson Park. We're seeing that develop before our eyes, and in the next couple of years, we're probably going to see more projects like that.
Well, love to see a lot of good projects. All right, it's Earth Day, so you got a lot of people, maybe kids learning about it in school. They'll come home to their parents. What's like the simple thing you can tell people, like as a way to help clean up in around your own home or around your neighborhood? What's the best thing, simple way today you can do something for your environment?
Well, there's a couple of things that individual people can do. A lot of times people think the enormity of climate issues and pollution issues are just beyond just the individual. But we have this collective power, this purchasing power as individuals of the choices that we make in terms of the things that we buy, the amount of plastics that we use. You know, plastic water bottles are the bane of our existence. People really rely on bottled water, but most people don't know that bottled water is actually less regulated than tap water, and it has just as much pollutants and even microplastics in it. So try to avoid plastic water bottles. Try to avoid over-application of pesticides and fertilizers, because everything you put on the land ends up in the water, and we still have to deal with it.
Well, Jill, thanks for joining us this morning. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Jill Jedlicka with Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.